Welcome to Live Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
What does it mean to unlock the Christ within you through obedience? Obedience to the little things is the step to entering into revelation of Christ within you, the hope of glory. I'm Ron, your host, and today the family is pressing into this truth to make it a reality in our lives. The simplicity of obedience. It's these small acts of obedience to the Holy Spirit that brings forth an awareness of Christ in you. We're not trying to attain to something. It's our lack of awareness of Christ within us. Is it our obedience or lack thereof every day is why we have not yet come into a level of awareness of Christ within us?
It is the little things, the small things. You see, if we consider it, if we are to be led on a day-by-day basis, He may not have us go and save 3,000 people. And I don't think that's going to happen until we get, like you said, it's the little things. I really believe that. We have the scripture, the wages of sin is death, and sin is simply disobedience. How much are we not listening to? How much are we not hearing or getting? So it's just the little things that we need to start paying attention to and asking and finding out, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to show us and direct us what is the little things that He really wants us to pay attention to.
And I think that people miss the simple things that the Holy Spirit's asked them to do every day, and they're looking for the big things. But I don't think that's bringing what the Holy Spirit wants in people's lives. Are you aware of Christ being in you? And I think that comes by simple obedience to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Just day by day, He may ask you, never ask you anything big. He may just ask you simple things. But I think those simple acts, if the Holy Spirit's telling you to do those are living acts. They're not dead works. Those are living acts, and they're going to produce something of life, probably in you first. I think we've complicated a walk with God way too much. Mm-hmm. I think you can simply talk to the Holy Spirit. If your heart is open and you're listening, He's going to speak to you. And when He speaks to you, you'll be obedient to what He tells you to do. It could be something very simple. First off, I think you need to not be afraid to make mistakes.
Right.
I think you have to realize that the Holy Spirit's within you if you've opened up to Him and received Him. And according to the scriptures, He is our teacher. He is the one that's going to lead us into all things. I think that your dead-end alleys and the mistakes you make is all part of growing up, just like a little child makes all kinds of mistakes, but nobody throws him out. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dale. I can tell you're ready to rock and roll.
Obedience. I love Hebrews. In Hebrews, it says, talks about our father, our earthly fathers, disciplined for a while as best they could. And then it goes on and it talks about our heavenly Father disciplines us in order that we might receive from Him. The relationship with your heavenly Father is discipline is presented with a reward. He chastens every son whom He receives. It's not punishment. It's creating you. He's creating you into the Son that He wants. And that's why something as simple as obedience, if our nation, if our world would do something just as simple is obey. Can you imagine the outcome of that?
As you're obedient to the small things, the Holy Spirit will speak more to you and reveal himself more to you. When you don't listen to him because, oh, that wasn't important, you know, that probably wasn't even the Holy Spirit, or however you wall it off because you're too busy. I'm too busy doing the will of God to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in the small thing. And any man and woman of God that wants to really go on to find a way to be obedient so that the Lord will reveal himself more to us, reveal the Christ in one another, I think that's the big thing. I think that's where the kingdom comes. I think that's where Christ is revealed. Yeah. And we as his many-member body are to be the agencies, his hands and his feet, to bring that kingdom. Well, how are we going to do that if we don't even know Christ in our brother? If we can't see Christ in ourselves? How much is Christ in you that you're not even seeing? I question if there's more of Christ in you than you could even imagine. You're just not aware of him.
Mm-hmm. The question that you're raising, Ron, is the answer is, part of the answer, I should say, is it's not complicated. You're not complicating it. And I agree, it's a very simple thing that God's trying to do through things like obedience. And we know the scripture, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I think we think about that scripture, we think about like Hollywood. Is it going to be some big cloud, some thing seen from horizon to horizon, an apocalyptic event? I think it's something that's happening in the spirit realm where those who are aware, Christ's parousia, his coming, is being released in his people, in his body. And it comes by a simple obedience, a simple awareness, a realization of very simply who you are and what God has created you to be. I don't want to stand on the sidelines and watch this happen. I want to be right in the middle of it, and I think we are.
I know that scripture that talks about basically we know Christ no longer after the flesh. We want to be able to recognize who he is today. And honestly, it's the Holy Spirit who is the one that's supposed to teach us who he is today, for each of us today. That's John 14, you know. The Helper is coming to teach us of who he was and remind us of what he taught. It's the Holy Spirit who will connect us to him. Are we obedient enough to where, you know, we got so much to do, but we're feeling a little weary? Should we take a nap? You know, maybe the Holy Spirit's telling you to shut up, sit down, and close your eyes for a little while. You know, but we, like you say, we're so busy. So the Holy Spirit, like you said, is a gentleman. You know, he'll ignore you. If you're going to ignore him, he'll ignore you. We have to find a way to appease, and the way to appease the Holy Spirit is to just simply be obedient to what he's asking us to do, no matter how menial, how small, how teeny tiny thing it is. There's so much noise externally, ambient noises, that unless we stop, be quiet, pay attention, and listen, it's easy not to hear what he would say to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want our life to be so full of stuff that we can't hear what he's saying to us. Right. You listen to a five-year-old that perhaps God would speak to you, or the Holy Spirit would speak to you through that child. It's your anticipation and expectation that God is going to direct what you're doing.
God is so gracious, and he loves us so much that he makes things so simple. And it's just the simple things of obedience, just doing what you're told. But it's not without reward.
Well, everyone, it seems like the question is, are you being obedient to the little things that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you every day?
experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.